I'm screaming, doctor.
Well, here we are on the second day of February, entering the month of February. It is Heart Awareness Month, and also we have a snowstorm coming. That means shoveling could be in the forecast. We're going to kind of combine the two things maybe and talk to Dr. Stan Anderson about that. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Hey, Pam. Great to talk to you.
And happy Groundhog Day, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. Say that over and over and over and over and over.
Poor Punxsutawney Phil. No one wants to hear from him today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? The hope is that like the movie, someday we really will get things right. And so let's all try to do things better so that each day we are making the day better.
Amen. I love it. All right. So let's talk about Heart Awareness Month because for both men and women, this is a really key thing to be thinking about.
Yeah. So heart disease is the leading cause of death for men, women, people of almost every racial and ethnic group in the United States. One person dies every 36 seconds in the United States from cardiovascular disease of some kind. From a heart attack point of view, it's every 40 seconds. And so in 2021, 659,000 people died from heart disease. That's one out of every four deaths was from heart disease. Heart disease has been the leading cause of death now for just over 100 years. Before that, it was pneumonia, and then since 1920, it has been heart disease. And it costs the system about $0.33 trillion. That's $363 billion each year is the general cost because of heart disease. And one of the things that we know is in younger people, one in five deaths of coronary artery disease occur in people under the age of 65. So it's not just a disease of the elderly. It really can affect people of all ages.
Yeah, and like we said, both men and women. So let's talk about how you feel. How do you feel before you're going to have a heart attack?
So what's interesting is that the vast majority of us have no significant warnings. So you don't really have, I woke up today and I'm about 10% worse, and then tomorrow I'm another 10% worse. Most people are fine. They're fine. They're fine. Boom. It's like the bottom falls out, and that's when they have their event. So it's different for different people, but the vast majority of people, it is sudden, out of the blue, and doesn't occur.
And the symptoms, are they different for men and women?
Yeah, so it is kind of interesting. The vast majority of us, when we think about heart attack, we think about dull pressure on the chest. People describe it like an elephant is standing on the chest. They get some shortness of breath, some nausea. Oftentimes the left arm or the left side of the neck goes numb. Oftentimes you break out in a sweat. But 20%, one in five heart attacks are silent, which means you don't get any of those symptoms. That's what's more common in women than in men, in that it tends to be just a little bit of nausea, a little bit of upset stomach. And so instead of it actually being the classic symptoms that everybody recognizes, it's really silent and more commonly in women. So it's not seen as much. And it's not the first thing that we think of.
So when we say heart attack, what does that really mean?
Yeah, so a heart attack is where you end up having decreased blood flow, either because there is a clot or there is a spasm. So anything that increases the likelihood of the flow being reduced. So we talk about plaque buildup, but it's not just plaque. It's when the wall artery ends up rupturing, and then you end up getting the excess amount of plaque that completely plugs things up. So the risk for it is obviously high blood pressure. High blood pressure is known as the silent killer, and then high blood cholesterol. Those are two of the biggest risk factors, and the third is smoking. Those are the biggest things. But quite frankly, if you have diabetes, diabetes is one of the major risk factors that we don't always think about. Your weight, unhealthy diet, a lot of alcohol or excessive alcohol use, and then finally physical inactivity, and then suddenly starting to do more. So one of the things you said earlier was people are going to get out and shovel. It is the shoveling of the snow where people have not been that busy, and now all of a sudden they're starting to do a lot more work. That's what puts them over the edge and leads them to end up having some type of a cardiovascular event.
All right, so if you start to have these chest pains or whatever pains, you're starting to feel like maybe, okay, I'm having a heart attack, what should you do?
Yeah, so immediately 911, take on aspirin. You want to not swallow the aspirin. What you want to do is you want to chew the aspirin up and then swallow it. So the big thing is take a baby aspirin or regular aspirin immediately as you are calling 911. Because at this point, there is an old statement that is, time is tissue. What that means is that the sooner that you can get into the emergency department where the cardiologist can end up opening up the blocked passageway, the more likely it is that you're not going to damage any of the heart tissue. So there is a time factor. You definitely want, the moment that you have these symptoms, you definitely want to call 911. You want to be seen in the emergency department immediately because it will prolong, it will change the trajectory of your lifestyle afterwards. Because if you have significant damage, your life afterwards is going to be significantly more negatively affected. Your energy is going to be decreased. Your focus is going to be decreased. You're going to feel very different. But if you end up getting it early and we get it treated, you can live more a normal life.
And don't hesitate. I think that for some people, they, well, I'll be okay. Yeah. It might be all right, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that is the worst thing, to just kind of slough it off and to not be real aggressive with doing something about it.
All right. Well, you stay safe in this winter storm, Dr. Stan, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Pam. Look forward to it.